Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The legal wranglings and political wranglings in Israel, somewhat disturbing as the coalition government rushes, I think, to try and put in place a number of laws ahead of the dissolution and next government election. We wanted to speak to Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur, senior lecturer at Tel Aviv University's law faculty, because we seem to be in a very, very strange situation in Israel. The High Court has temporarily frozen a new law almost immediately after it was passed. Let's talk about that, and let's talk about the battle between the Supreme Court and government. Dr. Ronit Levine-Schnur, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. Can you just give us a, for anybody who hasn't been following, what has the late, just if you can just summarize some of the latest developments?
Yeah, sure. Good morning. So one of the biggest problems this government has is with respect to the enlistment to the army of Haredi youngsters who are under the law supposed to, you know, just to serve in the army as my son would. Mm-hmm. But they refuse to do so, saying that it is their beliefs that they should study Torah instead of serving as anyone else, and so this is a huge obstacle to this government politically, and since there is no law permitting them not to be enlisted, there has been some steps, slow steps, to enforce the duty on those Haredic boys, or not that boys, but anyways, so these steps include, in some rare cases, even the temporary arrest of those who refuse to commit their service. And the recent act by the government, which just passed, prohibit the police from arresting those who violate their duty to serve. Okay? And this law is a very bizarre law, saying that only for Haredic people that are in yeshivas, there will be no such arrests.
Right.
Now, the problem here is that that stands in stark conflict with equality norms. This is really, there is no way to describe it other than, what is your blood different than ours because you are studying Torah in a Haredic yeshiva and we are not? And so the Supreme Court immediately froze, as you said, the applicability of this law until further review by the court, because it is so clear that there is something that cannot sustain with such a law. But we must look at the bigger picture here, and the bigger picture is that in the past 48 hours, the coalition passed several laws that they all go in the same direction. One is that they prevent any review or practical review of the government actions. This is the law regarding the Attorney General that passed last night, and permitting inequality. This is the law with respect to inequality and separation between men and women in academic institutions. And so these two goals of this government, to prevent any review or limitations on the government's power and to allow for inequality, this is what we're talking about. Okay, this is right. Really substantial values of democracy and equality, and I think that goes beyond any political differences, that this is huge amendment to the DNA of the state of Israel.
So, as you say, looking at the bigger picture, don't you think, though, that this highlights a significant problem, because it almost as it's as though the Supreme Court and the government are arguing on, and never mind motivation, but they're arguing on different sides of what are two very important aspects. When you talk about the DNA of democracy, there's also the DNA of Israel, which is perhaps, the values as a Jewish state, the acceptance that there is a value in the Torah learning institutions. And where, you know, it doesn't matter where, if this is completely extreme and unacceptable that the Haredim are refusing the army, and maybe, but the fact that it's so extreme on either side, isn't that the problem? Isn't it that you know, when we look at that, the court case that happened in Tel Aviv, where the municipality tried to force Orthodox synagogues to accept complete, defined gender
thing. This is not the story. I mean,
doesn't that undermine the other nature of the Jewish state? And I don't agree with the whole Haredi perspective at all, but I'm just wondering, sitting looking at it from the outside, it seems to me as though you've got these two very, very different forces that are hard to bring together. But somehow, we smart people, we should be managing it.
Okay. I don't think so at all. I think this portraying of the picture as if there are those who support the nature of Israel as a democratic state, and there are those who support the nature of Israel as a Jewish state, and the conflict is between the two of them. This isn't true. And the reason is that because there are many people who support the idea of Israel as a Jewish state, but still believe that there is a way to do so, to maintain this unique character of the state of Israel in a manner that is in line with equality norms. No one doubts that a certain percent, a certain, really, the elite of the yeshiva bochers might be exempted from.
Yeah,
from,
I agree. I agree with that.
That's okay.
Yes,
no, no
I happen
one
to agree
that.
With that strategy. Yes.
You know, my brother just told me about this boy who is 18 years old. He already completed master's degree in mathematics in Weizmann Institution. So he's, you know, he's brilliant. And he's now serving in the army. Of course, this is a waste. Of course, there should be solutions to those really geniuses. And keeping with the genius tradition of the Jewish people is very important. So there is no conflict between the nature of Israel as a Jewish state and a democratic state. I don't think so. I think the only problem here is that the political drive of this government is to make sure that they will not be replaced in the next elections, and if they will assume power in the next elections, they will be able to sustain it without any review or limitations on their powers. And there is nothing Judaistic about it. There is nothing that is required under the auspices of the Jewish state to have such powers. So I think the attempt to say, well, the court is a civil and democratic institution that has nothing to do with Jewish traditions, this is nonsense. This is nonsense.
So where does the perception come from? I mean, to say it's nonsense, I think I think
it's a spin. It's a spin. I think it's a spin. And if
so,
is
there no basis for saying that the Supreme Court is in much more on the much less religious, much more focused on a secular state rather than a Jewish state?
Of course, religious beliefs are a matter of beliefs, Okay, of course you might look at what the Supreme Court decides and say, hey, look, this is too leftist or too democratic or not enough religious. You could say it. It's a matter of opinion. But on the institutional level, if we're looking from above, from the institutional level, there is no basis to claim that the court has something against the Judaism or religious or is in support of separation. No, the court is compromised by justices that some of them are religious themselves, some of them are from religious background. This is Israel. We are all intertwined. We have many beliefs that we sustain in every case. This is, you know, a regular Jewish Israeli family has all views in one around one table. That's okay. So the court sometimes must be there to emphasize one of the values that the political branch did not emphasize enough. And in this case, it's the rule of law, it's equality, and these norms, they're so basic, and they have nothing in contradiction with religious beliefs. And no one signed, I mean, the background of all these stories is that during the independence war, Ben-Gurion, prime minister, reached a compromise with Orthodox leaders saying that 400 yeshiva bochers will not be enlisted to the army. And this is something that can still sustain today in the sense that we can do compromises, okay? We can find solutions. But if you're trying just to override our values, our joint values, by saying, well, the Supreme Court has no legitimacy.
Right.
The Supreme
right.
Court
no, of
cannot
course, of
make
course.
Any decision.
An absurdity.
Yeah, that's
and 100%. I do need to leave it there, unfortunately. But very, very interesting and clearly a subject that goes to the heart and to the emotions of Israeli society. Dr. Ronit Levin Schnur, senior lecturer at Tel Aviv University. Give me your thoughts. Give me your views. We'll be back with Professor Bill Kohlbrenner just after this.